State Attorney General Rob Bonta announced yet another lawsuit Thursday against the Trump administration. This lawsuit is in response to $148 million in education grants to the state being slashed. This is a joint effort between AG Bonta and seven other Democrat state attorney generals and marks the sixth lawsuit led by Bonta in 6 weeks. These grants that fund teacher preparation programs were put in place by Congress to address the national teacher shortage by providing them scholarships and paid opportunities to be student teachers. Bonta says the effects of these grant terminations will be felt by many throughout the state.
Terminating these grants hurts aspiring teachers and the K-12 schools that rely on this federal funding to bring teachers into their classrooms. These terminations also hurt the University of California and California State University systems, which were granted $56 million, some of which has already been spent.
AG Bonta laid out how the grants are used at different California state universities. The CSU system produces almost half of the K-12 teachers in the state, and one out of every 20 teachers nationally. These grant programs primarily focus on solving shortages of teachers in rural communities and for students that need more support. Cutting these grants, Bonta says, ultimately hurts the students. He gives, as an example, a grant that helps teachers live near schools.
Another is a $2.2 million five-year grant for Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. This program provides living wage stipends for participants that agree to teach for 3 years in one of 32 high-need schools in the area that serve nearly 40,000 pre-K to 12th grade students. Aspiring teachers who are focused on bilingual education and special education. Terminating these education grants will clog the pipeline of passionate, qualified, good teachers from entering our classrooms.
A student from Cal State Los Angeles, Jonathan Z, is part of the Los Angeles Urban Teacher Residency Program. This program was made possible through the Teacher Development Grants. Z says he isn't in it for the money. He's here because he cares for the students. He said that these grants are essential because teachers can't do this without support.
There's a saying I hear all the time, which is you get out what you put in. But I am not a endless well of resources. I need to have the support of Dr. Williams. I need to have the support of the grants that are allowing me to pursue what ends up being my profession and my passion. And I need the support of our government. I need the support of not just the American politicians, I need the support of the American people.
U.S. District Judge Julie Rubin has scheduled a hearing for March 13th to determine if she will issue an injunction to block the cuts. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Quayle.